There's an emergency meeting called for this week in Rome for nations trying to deal with the crisis unfolding in the Horn of Africa. France, who chairs the group of 20 nations, called the meeting to deal with 11 million people whose lives are reportedly hanging in the balance, according to the United Nations, as the region continues to experience a famine and the worst drought in more than six decades. Joining us this morning is Jeffrey Gettleman, East Africa Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Jeffrey, what are the trends that seem to be set in motion now that, I hesitate to say it's only a tragic outcome possible here, but it doesn't look good for the people of Somalia particularly and more broadly in the Horn.
It looks horrible right now. You have the confluence of a horrible drought, a relentless war that has been grinding on for several years, and on top of that, there are serious restrictions of getting aid into Somalia. So everybody knows now that all these lives are at risk and that people are literally starving to death as we speak. But because so much of Somalia is controlled by a militant Islamic group aligned with al-Qaeda, it is very difficult and dangerous and complicated to get aid into the country. And that's why you're seeing this kind of scramble by these donor nations to figure out what to do, because if this were happening in the Democratic Republic of Congo or in Sudan, let's say Darfur, there would be a clear way to respond.
And, Jeffrey Gettleman, that's what we're hearing here really is a difference. Even though this is in the Horn, which includes Kenya, Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Somalia, Somalia really stands out as being much more vulnerable.
Yeah, that's why there has been this drought affecting all these countries, right? And it is, it's the driest it's been here for decades. But it's inside Somalia where people are starving to death because they can't get food. And the reason why they can't get food is because it's difficult for these outside players like the UN, the American government, even, nonprofit organizations like Oxfam or Save the Children, they can't operate there either.
And is the group Al-Shabaab totally responsible for this here, or is it a network of groups and simply the chaos in Somalia that is preventing the aid distribution?
I mean, the Shabaab took a strong line against Western groups. You know, their philosophy is that they want to turn Somalia into an Islamic state, that resembles Islam going back to the 7th century, and they don't want any interaction with the West. And as part of that, they told aid groups to leave last year, right as the drought was hitting. So that's probably the biggest factor. But there's also just, the wear and tear on a country and society that hasn't had a functioning central government for 20 years. And a lot of people have been killed. A lot of institutions have crumbled. There's really no safety net. And you add all that up with the very inhospitable conditions that always existed in Somalia. You know, it's a very dry, arid place with very little development. That's why we're seeing this catastrophe right now.
Jeffrey Gettleman, East Africa Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
He joined us from Nairobi with the disturbing notion that the images that I can recall from 1993 when the famine was devastating in Somalia of stacked bodies and feeding centers, those images are on their way back to Somalia.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.